Jackie, high school volleyball last night. First in girls high school regional volleyball play in Class 3A Region 2. It was Clarinda sweeping three in a row from, Red Oak sweeping three in a row from Clarinda. Kemper Catholic also swept three from East Sac County. In Class 4A play last night, Region 3 saw Lewis Central beat ADM three in a row. Norwalk swept three from Creston. In Class 4A Region 2, Harlan a three-game sweep over Dallas Center Grimes. Bondurant Farrar took three out of four from Winterset. Also in Class 4A Region 1, Carroll beat Denison 3-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Lamar's 3-1. In Class 5A Region 2, it was West Des Moines Valley over Abraham Lincoln 3-0. Girls regional volleyball semifinal round action set for tonight in 1A and 2A. In 1A play tonight in Region 4, Adair Casey will play at Audubon this evening. Grandview Christian is playing Murray tonight at Greenfield. Also in Region 3 in Class 1A, Fremont Mills is at Sydney, while at Bedford tonight, Stanton will play Mount Air. In Class 2A play tonight in Region 2, IKM Manning will face Unity Christian at Alta. And in Region 3 of Class 2A, Trainer is at St. Albert, while West Central Valley plays at Tri-Center. Those matches getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Well, fifth-ranked TCU had no trouble picking up its 16th consecutive victory and improving to 8-0 on the season. Trevon Boykin threw for 388 yards and three touchdowns as the Horned Frogs crushed West Virginia 40-10. Boykin also ran for 84 yards, including a hurtling two-yard score that helped TCU remain unbeaten heading into the first college football playoff rankings of the season. Also in the top 25, Marquise Williams threw two long touchdown passes, and North Carolina improved to 4-0 in the ACC by defeating 23rd-ranked Pittsburgh 26-19. Well, Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard says he's healthy and ready to go on Saturday when the 7th-ranked Hawkeyes host Maryland. Beathard is recovering from an undisclosed leg injury, and he was not at full strength in Iowa's 40-10 win at Northwestern on October 17th.
You know, it was hurting after the Northwestern game, and, you know, luckily we were up enough to where I didn't have to finish the game. But, you know, that bye week is nice. We'll get some rehab and you know, treatment and all that kind of stuff, and it was nice to, you know, get off your feet and kind of rest it. And, you know, I think my Saturday should be pretty good.
Beathard says the Hawkeyes feel good about where they are, but they know there is a long way to go.
We're 7-0, and that's what we want to be. But I think the ceiling's, you know, the sky's the limit for us right now, and we can continue to get better in everything we do. And, you know, no game is played perfect. That's why you watch the film and make corrections after the fact. And, you know, we just got to continue to get better than that.
Beathard says the Hawkeyes are not good enough to overlook anybody.
Yeah, you just got to make sure these guys stay focused, you know, not get a big head. And, you know, there's a lot of noise being talked out there, and you just got to stay focused on us, because we got 5 games left in our regular season. We want to win every one of them, and we don't want to settle for anything less. And we know Maryland's a good football team. We just got to go out there and play our best football, and we should be all right.
Maryland is 2-5 on the season. You can hear from the head Hawk tonight here on KJAN. Kirk Ferentz will be on the air with us tonight. It's Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz, 6:30. Start time for that this evening. And then, of course, tomorrow is the game, 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow. A lot of Iowa Hawkeye football fans are planning to celebrate Halloween at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow, but they're being warned that some costumes and items won't be allowed. The 10th-ranked Hawkeyes kick off against Maryland at 2:30 in a nationally televised game. Many in the expected sellout crowd will attend in costume, but UI Director of Public Safety Dave Visson says people donning some outfits won't be allowed in Kinnick Stadium. Those include authentic-looking law enforcement or security guard uniforms and authentic player or game official uniforms that could be mistaken for an actual player or referee. Really? In addition, Visson says no simulated weapons or other props will be allowed. He adds that whether or not a costume meets safety requirements will be up to the sole discretion of law enforcement. I find it hard to believe that a 10-year-old looking football player will look like a Big Ten football player, but I guess it's their call. Iowa State's offense will have a new quarterback and a new play caller Saturday night when the Cyclones host Texas. Sophomore Joel Lanning will get his first start, and it'll be the first game for new offensive coordinator Todd Sturdy, who took over after Mark Mangino was fired on Monday morning.
It's gone good. I'm pleased with where we're at right now, and, you know, obviously it's a lot of work. We've got to roll the sleeves up, but I look forward to the opportunity.
Well, it's not the first time in that role. Sturdy was the offensive coordinator at Washington State.
I've called plays in so many games and feel very comfortable doing it. So I have, not saying I have all the right answers or do all the right things all the time like everybody else, but I've done it a lot, and I feel comfortable doing it.
Sturdy says there will not be any major changes to the ISU offense.
You know, we're doing a great job running the football. There's obviously some areas that we would like to get better at, but, you know, you can't put the wishbone in or whatever, you know, whatever it's going to be. I mean, that's just not the case. So it's very similar to the things I've done in the past. I'm very comfortable with it. So, you got to put your stamp on it a little bit, but you can't get too crazy with it either.
Iowa State is 2-5 on the season. They take on a Texas team coming in 3-4 tomorrow night. Well, the New England Patriots remain one of the NFL's five undefeated teams this season, and the first to reach 7 wins. Tom Brady threw for 356 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Patriots ripped Miami 36-7 last night. Julian Edelman grabbed 2 of the scoring passes to help New England reach the 30-point mark for the 6th consecutive game. Rob Gronkowski had 113 yards receiving and a touchdown, and Deion Lewis had 93 yards receiving and another score. Steven Gostkowski has set a team record. He hit 26 consecutive field goal attempts now as he nailed kicks of 52 and 36 yards. The 3-4 Dolphins suffered their first loss in 3 games under interim coach Dan Campbell, and they finished the game without Cameron Wake. The 4-time Pro Bowl defensive end was carted off the field with an Achilles tendon injury. Well, the Miami Marlins have landed a new manager, and they're in the market for a GM. A person familiar with the situation says Don Mattingly has been hired as the Marlins' new skipper less than a week after he parted with the Los Angeles Dodgers. That announcement might not come, though, until after the World Series. Mattingly interviewed Monday with the Marlins. He went 446 and 363 in 5 years with the Dodgers and won the National League West the past 3 seasons, but the Dodgers haven't reached the World Series since winning the title in 1988. Meanwhile, the Marlins have confirmed that Dan Jennings has been fired, ending a 13-year association with the team that included an awkward move in May from general manager to field manager. Team officials said after the season that Jennings would resume his old job as GM, but he didn't return to the office and hadn't been involved in off-season decisions. 2 people with knowledge of the situation say the San Diego Padres have hired Arizona Diamondbacks third base coach Andy Green as their new manager. Green takes over a team that underachieved despite general manager A.J. Preller's off-season roster makeover. The Padres were 74-88, 4th in the National League West. Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos has stepped down after 6 seasons in that post, rejecting an offer to stay on in a diminished role under new president Mark Shapiro. His departure comes the same day the Sporting News announced that Anthopoulos was chosen executive of the year after guiding the Blue Jays to the AL East title and their first playoff berth in 22 years. Well, the World Series continues tonight, this time in New York, a couple of days after the Royals took a 2-0 lead over the New York Mets. The Game 3 starting pitchers will be Yordano Ventura for the Royals against Noah Syndergaard. During a workout at Citi Field, Mets manager Terry Collins and Game 3 starter Syndergaard both wore caps with NYPD on them to honor slain New York Police Department officer Randolph Holder. Holder was killed October 20th while responding to a report of shots fired and a bicycle stolen at gunpoint in Manhattan's East Harlem neighborhood. His funeral was held on Wednesday. And senior Mike Gasell scored a game-high 24 points, leading the University of Iowa men's basketball team to a 99-73 exhibition victory over Sioux Falls last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, a game heard here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes shot 49.3% from the floor and made 9 three-pointers in their 21 attempts. Iowa scored 44 points in the paint, 32 points off of 18 Sioux Falls turnovers, and had a 49-34 rebounding advantage. Jordan Mays led a trio of Cougars in double figures, scoring 17 points. Iowa shot 52% from the field and 56% from the three-point line in the first half, but they turned the ball over a dozen times. The Hawkeyes return to action November 6th as they'll host Augustana at 7:05 p.m. Iowa opens the regular season November 13th against Gardner-Webb. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.